Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Daled, and we will start with Darash Marei Mahar, five lines up from the bottom on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Before that, I said I would start with the Ran. The Gemara yesterday discussed various ways of kashering kalim that come from the Umos HaOlam, the world kalim that had Yayin Nesach in it. The Gemara gave different options, soaking it in water for 3 days, not consecutively, different cheetahs that we had are the 24 hours not to be broken up. And the Gemara also said, what about putting beer in? What about putting beer and mir and morius and seer in? So the Gemara said, yes, that's okay, at least according to some opinions. So the Ran asked the Kasha on that. How could we be allowed to put beer into these cups? Isn't that a vial? And you're going to drink the beer. Buy the water. Somebody asked me after shear, you're going to spill out the water. So you're going to spill, that's koshering. Normal kosher, but beer, you're doing more than that. You're putting the beer in, then you're going to drink the beer. So ask the Ran, how is that allowed? The Ran here is on Yud Beis, Amav Beis, and the Daf Arif. He quotes the Rashba. V'hikshah Rashba Zal, Im Kein, Matzinu, Shemavat, Linus, Shalachachila, Sheharei, Nosin, Mayim, Oshecha, Beklize, Tilavatel, Tamayayin, Vamayim, Vakelim, Mutarin. So what's the, why is this allowed? We have an Isser, Eim HaVadla Nesachat Chilu. Where's the source of this Isser? The Mishnah Mesechus Trumos. The Mishnah says in Mesechus Trumos, in Perek Hei, Mishnah Tes, Sa'at Truma, Shenafel Lefachos Bimeya. We know a Sa'at of Truma falls into less than 100 of Chulin. So it is Meduma. It is Usser for a Kohen, for a Yisrael. And then more Chulin fell in, and now it's more than 1 to 100. So then in Bishogeg Mutter, that's mutter. That's called bittel. In b'mezid aser, b'mezid is aser because that's the halacha of eim avat ledes lachila, and we're kones if one does it. So why is that allowed? Why is this allowed? Putting the sheichar in bittel, yes, has to work, and we pasken that bittel works, but not lachila. So there are two answers given by the Ran, and then we'll talk more about this issue in general. Two answers given by the Ran. Number one, says the Ran, v'tirutz lo harizal shebliyas hayayin eino elamashehu. You don't have such a serious bliya here. We spoke yesterday about the Ritva. Ritva said it's not really even mamashus. It's just ta'am of the yayin. It was cold, said the Ritva. So the bliya's yayin is ein elamashu. The kiva chi'i efshar lovo lidei nesinas tam mevat lenoso lechadchila. It's just a little bliya in there, and it's really not going to give over taste to what's put in it. It's very, very little. It was cold, if you remember. So therefore, in this type of very weak Isser case, then we allow Isser l'chadchila. V'shemikan yesh lavi raya, l'mashi itiru k'sas rabbi tzarfas, and that's what the French rabbis did, kli eich, d'shtavish bo yayin nesach, sh'tzarach irui b'klipa, ba'al makadik kol Isser mashu. You're just allowed to do irui. Tzarach, you just do it, pour hot water on it. That was the discussion we mentioned from Tosas yesterday, whether Hagala will work or not. You'll allow it here because it is not such a serious Isser. Okay, that's one yisod that would be limited to Yayin Nesach. But then he quotes another yisod, and that is, Lo nesa levatel isser l'chadchila, elo lemi sheniskavin levatelo, kedei lehenos mimenu. Levatel isser l'chadchila is only when you are mevatel in order to then benefit from the bittel that you just did. Halav hachilo, but if not, if you're not going to benefit from it, no. And why? She'im lo tomar kein, if you don't say this, Lamisha sofer demaita amrinei mevatlan isla chadchila daraisahi. According to the opinions that mevatlan isla chadchila is an isla daraisa, who holds that? The Ravid holds that. The Ravid has a separate sefer called the Isser Mashehu. It's usually printed at the back of the Torah Sabayas, which is the Rashba and the Ra'an Yoredeya issues. So the Ravid and the Isser Mashehu holds that it's an isla daraisa to be mevatlan isla chadchila. So if that's true, so then says the Ra'an, imkein hechech shira Torah klei midyan bahagala. How could you ever kasher anything? Devadai bibnei yomun amrina kein. Right? How could you ever kasher anything? It must be because when you kasher something, you're not going to benefit from the mevatel instrument. Elavate lo amr el mevatel isser ela ben iskavin la'arif isser beheter kdei lehenos b'menu. You want to benefit from the isser. Avo ben iskavin la'achshir akli ve'donenem in the isser shari. And therefore, according to this answer, the beer being used is not going to be drunk. That's what you have to say. If the isser is going to go into the beer, so according to that answer of the Ran, you have to say that you're just using it, but you're going to spill it out because you can't get any benefit from the isser. That's the yisod of the Ran. That's how you're allowed to kasher something. Why isn't kashering a violation of ein mevatlan isser l'chadchila? It's not a violation because bittul is where you are just ridding the iser, but then you're just going to use the rest of the pot. But if you are planning to use it, and you do it b'mezid, so then, if you did it b'shogeg, then it's mutter. Right, if I have a little milchix that fell into a big pot of chicken soup by accident, and it's mixed in and I don't see it, the pot is fine. The whole thing is fine, even though I'm being nene from the iser. The chicken soup is a little bigger now, because a little milk fell in. But that wasn't on purpose. That was b'shogeg. And that's the halacha of bittul. But b'mezid, I am not allowed to do it. There is a discussion in the Achronim more, what exactly is the source for Eim Avatul Nisla Chachila? What is the source? Okay, we could have a separate share of this, but right now we're not, so we'll mention it now. Number one is a Tosfos mentions. Tosfos mentions a similar idea in Psachim and Daf Lamin. Tosfos mentions that if you're allowed Eim Avatul Nisla Chachila, then the whole system of Heter V'Isser falls apart. Then nothing ever is straight in the world. Because you can always take it and be Mevatel it. Always mix it in, so if you can see it, you got to take it out. But if you say that you can always be Mevatel Isurim, then everything that's straight for the world, you know what, I really want to taste this, but it's not kosher. So, you know what, I'll mix it into things that are kosher, and I won't know where I'm tasting it, but it'll be somewhere in there. Right? So the whole thing, you can't have that. It'll undermine the whole system if it's a Mevatel. So that's one mucker that's built into the system. But then there is another suggestion. Another suggestion given by Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar, his separate sefer where he has an encyclopedia, he got through a number of letters, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. So Aleph is Eim Avatlan. So he got to this one. But he has like two fat volumes on the first. He was the origins on the Encyclopedia Talmudis. Origins 100 years ago. So says the Beis HaOtzar, a Kabbalistic idea. Kabbalistic idea. He quotes, Lefima shekasav hamekubalin de inyan heter veisser ma'acholos hum mi paas shaha mutarim hanekudos hakedusha shebahem roi va'omid lahalos aydei achilas adam. Everything in the world has holy sparks, has nekudos hakedusha that if we use properly, we are ma'aleh. We bring up those sparks and we help it serve its ultimate purpose. So that applies to people, obviously. It applies to animals, if they're used in the proper way. It even applies to plants and to food and to anything. Hazakudas HaKdusha. So if you have a Dvar Heter, well, I make a bracha on it, and I use it properly, that's being mala it to its ultimate tafkin. But ve'elu ha'isurim, but in something that's asur, hadakudas HaKdusha shebehem asur va'agudbam, so a piece of treif, so the iser is totally, it's the heter is held inside. The ein zman tikuno adayin. It's not time for this food to be uplifted. This piece of treif is not meant to be uplifted yet. Ubi higia zman tikuno. Oz, when it's time, Hashem yizbarach misaviv sheyisarev beheterim veyuvtal veyuchshur ideaze achilas adam veyuskan. When it's time for these nekudas hakedusha to be uplifted, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will make it that bittul will take place. But I can't jump the gun. And therefore, that's what he says. What are you about? Once you did it, he continues to negative akdusha. He continues and says that in Klal Tzadik Aleph. Again, you might say, according to this, there are some things that are the nekudas akdusha are never meant to be uplifted, right? Because some things never become. Not all isurim in the world become mutter, right? And we know that they get destroyed sometimes before they become mutter. But again, that's in terms of what Hakadosh Baruch Hu does. Okay, that's Eim Avatel Nisla Chachila. Again, there are various limitations to this din. The Gemara in Beitza, at the beginning of the first parak, says maybe it only applies to Isurei Durabanan, not to Isurei Daraisa. That's what it says. The Gemara says on Daf Dalid. There is an interesting discussion just to mention the Stira. And maybe at another point we'll discuss the answer to the Stira. It's a Stira in Shulchan Aruch about Eim Avatel Nisla Chachila, regarding what you're allowed to be mevatel. In Yaradeya, like the Gemara in Beitza says, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sadik Tezvav, you're allowed to be mevatel Yisurei Drabanan. Only Yisurei Daraisa you're allowed to be mevatel. This is in Yaradeya Sadik Tez. Yisur Shal Devrehem, Eim Ma'arvin Oso, Biadayim, Kedei Levatlo. Vim Asa Kain, Bemezit Aser. Meaning you're not allowed to be mevatel in a seder rabbanon. But if it already got mixed in, avalim nafal me'atzmo ve'ein beheter kadei levatzlo mar be'alav mevatzlo. You're allowed to be mosif to be mevatel l'chachila by yisurei d'rabbanon. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. The problem is that this, the Shulchan Aruch Yisoser himself, because if you look in Hilchas Chanukah, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about what I'm allowed to do with the leftover oil in the Chanukiah, in the menorah, the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to be Mosif. Hanoser b'yom ha-shmini min Hashem and ha-sarach l'shir ha-laka, what's left over in the menorah on the eighth day. So what do you have to do? Oselo medura v'sarfa b'vriatzma. You got to burn it. I think I mentioned from Reb David Feinstein that he saves the leftover oil in the menorah to burn with the chametz. We save our lulav. But he saved lulav, chadaka, all the yom tovim come together. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, you got to burn it. Shei huksolo mitzvaso. V'im nis'arev b'shemen acher v'ein shishim levatzlo. Yesh v'sha'omer she'ein lehosef alav kei levatzlo. That's Issur Rabbanan. The Chanukah is Issur Rabbanan. Chanukah is Issur Rabbanan. So many answers given. That's the Shach and the Nesivis and Rav Soloveitchik and the Beis Halevi.
It's not really being Mosif to the Issur.
Sorry?
It's not really being Mosif to the Issur in that case. It's all Issur.
No, if it got mixed in with other oils, the Shulchan Aruch said, now you're being Mosif. Okay, so we'll see. At one point, we'll come back to that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. We are talking about glazed utensils. So Rav Zvid said that if it's white and black glazed, that's mutter, because it's not absorbent, that you just rinse it out. But if it's green glazed, that absorbs, and therefore would be a problem, especially if it has cracks in it, folds, so that for sure it would be usser. Darsh Maremar argues, kunya, bein uchma, bein chiver, bein yirukashari. Maremar says, no, any color it's mutter, even the green ones is not absorbent, and therefore you could just rinse it out. Just derech agav, glazed regarding, where does glaze come up nowadays? It comes up by toveling. Right? We have glazed china. So china per se does not require tevila, because china is considered cheres. But what about glazed china, where it looks like a little shiny glass on top of it? So Rav Heinemann paskins that you have to be tovel without a bracha. Glazed china. Other Rav Shechter does not think, Rav Shechter thinks that, no, glaze does not change the item, even though the Gemara has discussions of glaze changing, and even though the Aruch HaShulchan 100 years ago suggests that glazed items should be tovel without a bracha, Rav Shechter thinks that the glaze then was a much thicker type of glaze. It was really a serious covering that went on top of the, and it really was like glass. Or metal, sometimes they cover it with. But in our glaze, which is a very thin layer, and it's not really a separate entity, so then that does not change the status of an item. It's still called cheres, and one would not require it to be tovel it. That shulchan, if you want to look it up, that Aruch HaShulchan is in Simen Kuf Chaf in Yeridea. In the Halakha Batfilas Kalim. It says, Klei suda karas gadolos viktados mishal cheres milubanim yafim ubarim shakorin portzali. O pionis veimem shun matchis raki melubanim ba'ish v'olam nagulat bilan. This is just if they look shiny, nothing's put on. Eino muvan tama mahim shrichem tefila. I don't know why people are tovel them. The and chalila levarich atfilasan shari bracha levatala v'yirali du'ulai b'yamim akadmonim hayukelam elam mitzupin b'schuches rak shakorin glazed v'ilu vaday shrichem tefila dechipui b'schuches havi ketzipui b'matchis. So earlier generation where they really had glass covering it, that would be a problem. All of us tova without a bracha. But again, some poskim say that nowadays the glaze is much thinner and therefore you wouldn't have to tova it. Anyway, so different types of glaze. Maremar says all of it is not, at least the Gemara, is not absorbent, therefore you just rinse it out when you get it from the Ayin Nesach. Why is this different than Ben Pesach? By Pesach, the Talmidim asked Maremar, Hani Mani Dekunya, Ma'al Shamushi Buhu Bepischa. These Kalim of glaze, can we kasha them for Pesach and use them? From chametz, so yiruka lo tibayi lachadim etzara fiyu bali vasiri. The green, don't ask. We're not even asking you about the green, because that's for sure absorbent, and that would be usur, and you can't get it out, because this is an example of cheres. Cheres, we know, you cannot get the taste out of cheres, the bli out of cheres. So, the only question that we have is by the white and the black. My. So obviously the white and the black, the color, did not just mean a different color, but it meant a different type of material in terms of absorbent. Ki is behu kartufni lo tibay lecha. So even by the white and the black, if it has cracks in it, so then for sure, that's not a question. Devade bali vasiri, that's definitely absorbent. Ki tibay lecha deshi. What if it's very, very smooth? Mine. So amar lehu, anoch chazina lehu demidaisi. I saw those smooth white and black demidaisi that it was schwitzing, it was sweating, meaning there was condensation on the kalim, meaning there was some type of absorbance. V'kiva demidaisi vade bali vasiri. And once we say it absorbs, so then it is for sure balea and it is usur, meaning you can't kasher for Pesach. My time up, because Moraymar said, HaTorah he'ida al klicheres, she'ne yotzi midei dafna la olam. The Torah was made by klicheres that it never leaves. A bliya never leaves. That's what the Torah tells us by the kalim that they used to put the achatas in and the different things, the damchatas in the Beis HaMikdash. You got to break them. Shvira. Why? Because it's klicheres. And once klicheres absorb the taste, so then there's nothing to talk about. There's no way to get out the bliya. So the Gemara says, finishing the question now, Maishna miayin esech to darsh lumareimar kulu mani tekun yashari. That's the question. So why? By the Mareimar say by yayin esech, when we get the kalim, you were just allowed to rinse it out. And by Pesach, when it's black and white, smooth kalim, we can't just rinse it out, right? It's asur. You can't paskin. You can't do it by chametz. So one could have given the answer of chumrat the chametz. Right, we have a lot of chumrat when it comes to chametz. We mentioned a long time ago, I forgot to bring it, the Teshuvah of the Radvaz, Tuf Kufayin Zayin. The Radvaz asks, why is chametz so chumrat? We have so many chumris. We have bedikas chametz. We don't have bedikas anything else. We could have treif in our house. Not a good idea. Okay, we shouldn't have treif in our house. But there's no mitzvah to be bodek, right? The chametz. So why is that? So the Radvaz says because it's a triple whammy. There are three things that each apply to some other isurim, but only by chametz do we have all three. We have number one. It is an isur kares. Number two, he says, you're not allowed to even have it in your house as an Isra of Al Yerubba Yimatse. And number three, lo bedili in shemine. People always have it the whole year. People have it the whole year, so you have to make it more chamor because people are used to having it. So because of those, there's an Isra of bedika. And then he says at the end of the tshuva, of course we know ashkafically, the chametz is sa'ar shebe isa, and we have to get out every little drop of the yetzahara from us. So that is, but that's why the Gemara couldn't answer the chumrat chametz. But the Gemara does not answer that. The Gemara continues and says, "V'chi teima chametz da araisa yain esach drabanan." If you want to say a different answer, well, chametz is just a araisa, and the stam yenam that we're talking about isn't a drabanan. But one second, v'chol had called the tikkun rabanan, came the araisa tikkun. Famous principle: anytime the rabbis make a law, they pattern it after a certain law da araisa. So, even if one's daraisa, one's darabanan, if we're talking about blia, wouldn't it be patterned after each other? So the Gemara answers, there's a big difference still. Zet tashvisha b'chamin, v'zet tashvisha b'sonein. Right, this one is hot. The chametz you're worried about chamin, about the hot blia, and that's worse. And this tashvisha b'sonein, as the Ritva said yesterday, so it is less chamor. Let's talk about 2 points here. Number one, the top Tosfos. Tosfos says, what does the Gemara say? You can never kasher a klicheres. You can never get the bliya out of the klicheres. But what do you mean? We know you're allowed to put it back in the kiln. If you put it back in the kiln and it like melts and becomes hard again, so then it cracks and becomes hard again, so then that is kashering it. So what do you mean? Any yotze midei dafna liolam. You have a way to kasher it. It says Tosfos on top. Tema. Nehadrina l'kivshonos. Throw it back into the kivshon. Kedamar perak dam chadas bezvachim. Like it says, in zvachim, gabi klicheres shal mikdash. Right, throw it back into the kivshon. So the Gemara said, you don't do that, you don't throw it back into the kivshon in Yerushalayim. Mashpah, that it would work. Rabbeinu Tam says, what's the language of our Gemara? In a yotze mito dafno. It never leaves the wall. By a kivshon, it's not the same kli. It's not being yotze. you've just created a new kli. It's what we mentioned. Panim chadashos baalakan. Says Rabbeinu Tam. Second line. Deins enechshav yotzei da'adraba. Kli acher chashvinan upanim chadashos baalakan. It's a new kli. It's a new kli. So that's why panim chadashos. Remember the story we mentioned from Reb Chaim 2 weeks ago about panim chadashos, that one of the lamdanim didn't like Reb Chaim's chilukim between panim. Just take the line what's in front of you. Reb Chaim says no. Sometimes the same thing means two different things. And he brought the raya that you can't bring ashes of something to a sheva brachas. That doesn't count as panim chadashos, even though the Gemara calls it that. So here too, you can't bring a new kli cheres to count as panim chadashos. That's Reb Chaim's raya. The Gemara says, so why can you do that to an oven? The Gemara says elsewhere that you cannot, for a tanur, kasher it by heating it up. A cheres oven. V'yim tomer, Tosfos says, give it the chash of kli acher, im kein tanur v'kirayim yutatz. Should do it by an oven too. Answers Reb Shimshin Mishantz, the Rosh Mishantz, two of the great Bali Tosfos in this Tosfos. First Rabbeinu Tam, then the Rosh. V'omer Rosh Mishantz, devadai gabi kideira shel cheres. So it's not normal to put a pot back in a kiln. So if you put it back in a kiln, you can say this is new. But an oven, it's meant to be heated up. It's meant to be on fire. You can't say that's considered the kiln. If this is the normal usage of an item, you cannot say that is going to make it into a new kli. Again, nowadays we assume that a self-cleaning oven is like putting it back into the kiln that gets so hot, over 900 degrees, and therefore, if someone needs to kasher something, if it goes into a self-cleaning oven, that's panim chadashos baalakan. One has to be careful because some things in the self-cleaning oven would melt. So you just got to make sure, mitzias-wise, that it's not going to ruin the pot or whatever one is putting in. You want to kasher your plastic thing that got kashered, that got trafed up, you want to be machmir, like the post, you can't kasher plastic, oh, I'll put it in the self-cleaning oven. Say goodbye to your self-cleaning oven, right? But obviously, any other type of pot, some people put the grates that go in the oven, some people put them in the self-cleaning oven to kasher for Pesach. But be careful a little bit because there's usually a little rubber thing on the bottom of them that helps them sit. Remember one time we did that and one of them melted off. So it like was a little, it didn't sit well. So again, you just got to make sure, right? We're not saying that one should do that, but if one does that, that is generally considered a self-cleaning. Number one. Number two, the other issue that's brought up here is called a tikkun rabbanon. Kein daraisa tikkun. Every did the rabbanon is kein daraisa. Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik in Nefesh HaRav many, many examples, one after another, towards the beginning of the Sefer, where the Rav not only tried to figure out how every din derabbanon is patterned after a din daraisa, but even minhagim. Even minhagim, every minhag of Klal Yisrael that's rooted in the early sources is based on some din daraisa. He says it about Karwab Beshev Tamar, Karanu Mishtachavin. Karanu Mishtachavin, what we're going to be doing, bowing, that is Kein daraisa, what they used to do. We can say, just say, Zechel Mikdash. But it's a minhag of Klal Yisrael, that is what they did in the base of Mikdash. Kein daraisa, just give you one other example, in Yonad Yoma, unbelievable. Erev Yom Kippur. There is a shita of Rabbeinu Peretz. The Gemara says in Masechas Beitza, Daf Lamed, there it talks about the halacha of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, adding on to Yom Kippur. The Gemara there says there are those women that eat and do malacha all the way till the Yom Kippur Mamish. The Gemara there says Hanach Lahem Mutav Shei Shogegin. That's the context of the Gemara. But the Gemara there assumes that there's a mitzvah to add on to Yom Kippur, Tosefes Yontif. And how much? Rabbeinu Peretz there in Beis Daf Lamed says half an hour. Half an hour of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So, half an hour. Where do you ever get half an hour from? Our minhag is 18 minutes, 20 minutes. Okay, it's based on a Yerayim that maybe a Shkia, a Benes Rosh is before Shkia, but Rav Soloveitchik was bothered. Where did he get this from? So, Rav Shechter quotes here in Ikve Atzon on page Ayin to Ayin Aleph. So, first point, he says, that Rav Soloveitchik quoted that in certain places in Europe, they were nohag to light candles Erev Shabbos a half an hour before Shkia, and an Erev Yom Kippur an hour before to light candles. Why? According to the minhag of lighting candles. Right, usually there's a minhag, do you light candles Erev Yom Kippur or not? Today, it's Erev Shabbos. So there's no minhag today. Today's a din. A din to Rabbanan to light. But how often do you get to say this bracha? Right, one of the four brachos you say only once a year is L'halak Ner Shel Yom Kippurim. So here it's even less than every year. L'halak Ner Shel Shabbos Yom Kippurim. Right, it's even a more unique bracha. But the but he said the explanation for the hour was half hour for Tosefes Isser Malacha and half hour for Tosefes Inuyim. The Salvation said, why can't they overlap? You need 2 hours for it. So L'chora, half an hour is enough. But where did Rabbeinu Peres get this from? This din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim adding on half an hour? So he says the makar for the midag must be the Gemara at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, and elsewhere, that whenever we have the concept of samuch, right, where the Gemara says, you're not allowed to go get a haircut, samuch to mincha time. You're not allowed to start a big meal, samuch to mincha time. What's samuch? Samuch is always half an hour. Samuch is always half an hour. That must be where he learned it from. So the question is, 1 second, how could that davar tamua lo mashalom rabbeinu peretz hashila din daraisa midavashu lagami derabanan? That whole idea of not getting a haircut and not going to a tannery, whatever it is, not going to din, that's a din derabanan. So Rabbeinu Tam saw that din derabanan and learned the din daraisa from it. That Tosef is Yom Kippur, Tosef is Shabbos, and Yom Tov is mitzvah daraisa. Mystery why the Rambam doesn't quote it. Fine, but how could Rabbeinu Peretz learn the din daraisa from the din derabanan? Says Rav Shechter is just the opposite. Once Rabbeinu Peretz saw the din derabanan of samuch, half an hour, he said there must be a din daraisa that it was patterned after. So that's where he's not learning the din daraisa from the din derabanan. He's saying the fact that there's a din derabanan, it reflects that there's a din daraisa that has this too, that Chazal must have looked at to pattern this after. That's how he learns Tosefes Yom Kippurim is Chatzi Shah, is a half an hour. And if Shachter quotes other examples of this here in Simin Tezvav, in Simin Yudalid, in his Sefer Be'ikvei Atzon. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. So we had a connection to Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur. Pretty amazing. Okay, here we go. Rabbi Akiva, Ikla Leginzik. Akiva went to Ginzik. They ask from him, Mis'anin l'shos or ain't mis'anin l'shos? Question out of left field, it seems. Are you allowed to have a fast day l'shos? What does that mean? Rashi's pshat is, you missed breakfast one morning, and it's basically chatzos, and you haven't eaten yet. Are you allowed to say, you know what? I already fasted half the day. Let me make this a tainus. I hereby accept the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fast the rest of the day, l'shem, tainus, l'shem, tshuva. Does that work? Usually we know the Gemara says in Tainus, you need a Kabbalah, the Mincha before. What if Rashi says, I didn't eat, other Rishonim say, even if you ate, could you keep a Kabbalah Tainus the rest of the half of the day? But Rashi says, it means you didn't eat the first half of the day, but it wasn't L'shem Tainus. It was time that you didn't get a chance to eat. So, is there a concept of Mis'ana L'shos or not? Meaning, what's an Afgamina? If you decide then you're going to be a Kabbalah Tainus, and then 2 hours later you want to eat. Can you break it? Is that a serious nether or not? That's the question of Kabbalah's Tainus. Tosfos says that he thinks against Rashi that even by a Tainus Shos, it has to be that you were Makabala the day before. Because the Gemara says in Tainus, a Tainus is only if you're Makabala the Mincha before. Says Tosfos right here. Make it a little lower, a little low. Vitzarech Lomar says Tosfos, or the fifth line of Tosfos, Demairi Name Shekibil Abayasmo. It's got to be accepted yesterday. Sheimlo Yochal Lamachar Archasi Ayom. What do you accept the day before? If I miss breakfast tomorrow and it's already half a day, I'm Makabel that the rest of the day should be Vitainus. That's what you're Makabel. Right, if you didn't accept it at all the day before, Shmuel says, called Tainus, Shokibel Amibo Yom, Moshme Tainus. Can't work. And then he says, don't be fascinating, Havamina. The Ein Lafarish, fifth to last skinny line of Tosfos. And don't say that Shmuel only means that regarding Tfilas Tainus, but not the Tainus itself. You might be Bechalik between the idea of the Tainus and the davening on the Tainus. Shmuel only meant you only say Aneinu if you accepted it beforehand, but even if you didn't, you could have a Chaloshim Tainus. No, Tosfos, Dehaba Hatalia. So that is Shitas Tosfos. But according to the Ramban and the Ritva and the Rambam and the Pashas of Rashi, there was no Kabbalah beforehand. And the Shaila here, can there be a Tainus L'Shos even without a Kabbalah? You don't have to have a Kabbalah B'dibur. There is a concept of Kabbalah B'leiv. Even if I thought, I wanted to mention it, that I thought about it, and I didn't mention it in Davening, but I thought about it. So that's also okay B'dibur according to the Poskim. Where is that? Look further in Tosfos. What do you think about the 12th line, Y line? First word in the line is Maisaba. First word in the line in the Tosas. Maisaba for Rabbeinu Tam. There was a story with Rabbeinu Tam. Be'echad sha'asa harbi tanya. Somebody fasted 20 fasts. I don't know what harbe means. Somebody fasted 20 times and they came to Rabbeinu Tam and said, knew, were they acceptable? V'lo kibba be'esval. But he never knew this halacha. They have to accept it the day before. So Rabbeinu Tam has two choices. Sorry, they're worthless. You got to fast again. Or not. V'al Rabbeinu Tam, ki lo hipsu tani yosaf. He did not lose his taniyos. As long as you had in mind to fast the next day, hainu gamar belibo. The gamar we had in Shavuos and Afchavav, nediv leiv, as long as it was in your heart, that's good enough. So you need a Kabbalah the day before, according to Bali Tosfos, but it doesn't have to be b'dibor. And then he says, even if he didn't decide till the night time, he could fast and daven the next day, tefilas tainis, even though he didn't have a riot to this, but that's what he assumed. And it comes to the end. What about if he's fasting on Sunday? So he can be makabalit in elokainitzar on Shabbos. That's what he says. B'Shabbos b'elokainitzar by mincha on Shabbos afternoon. Anyway, that's one question the Gemara asks. The Gemara says the Rabbi Kiva came to Ginzik. Could you fast hours or not? Lo havi biyadei. Rabbi Kiva did not know the answer. Kan kanim shlo v'dik achavim asur na mutarin. So they asked these three questions, right? So that's why it's what it's doing here. The kankanim, these bottles of the Ovik HaChavim, like we said yesterday, these Kli Cheres, are the Asur HaMotav, or Avibiyad, they also didn't know. Bamesh Shimesh Moshe Kol Shivas Yimei Miluim. With what did Moshe serve during this Yimei Miluim? What's the question? During the Shivas Yimei Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu acted as the Kohen Gadol, showing Aaron HaKohen what to do, but Moshe was not a Kohen. Moshe was a Levi, but he acted like a Kohen. Did he wear the Big Day Kahuna? Did he wear the, that was the Shiloh. That was the Shiloh. So he would have asked you, you would have said no. Right? Love it be your day. But that's the, what did he wear? What did he wear? So what's that last Shiloh about? What's the Gemara asking? So Rashi seems to say here, the Shiloh was, did Moshe have the status of a Kohen or not? That's the question. Because in the Maskana, Rashi says, when the Gemara says he didn't wear them, he says, V'hu hayazar, Eslan. He was a Zar. So one way to look at this question is that the question is, was he a Kohen or not? But there's another way to answer the question, to answer what the question was. And that's something that we dealt with in the past. Maybe the question was that everybody agrees that Moshe was a Kohen. But the question is, I'm sorry, everybody agrees that Moshe was not a Kohen. But the question is, why do you need Big Day Kahuna? Is it a din in making you a Kohen, or is it a din in Avoda? That is a major discussion in the Achronim. And that is how the Arachayim HaKadosh understands the Ibai. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, there in Shmos, Mimasha Shimesh Moshe B'zayin Yimei Miluim, B'cholak Zeh Yagid She'ein HaMagadim Ma'akvim El La'aron U'banav, Avol Zulas HaKohanim. If you have a time when other non-Kohanim are doing the Avoda, Tisratza Avodas HaKabonis B'lo B'gadim. He said, is it a din in the Kohen? I mean, that's the suffix according to the Rechaim HaKadosh. Is it a din in the Kohen or is it a din in Avoda? And again, this is a huge topic, just to mention again, just one source. It seems to be a machlokas, Rambam Ramban. Because the Rambam counts Big Day Kahuna as a separate mitzvah asay. It's a lamed gimel. The Rabban says, why are you counting Big Day Kahuna? Separate mitzvah? You count all the avodas. You count it. Chatas, Ola, Asham. You count all the avodas as mitzvahs. Big Day Kahuna Aronis isn't a separate thing. So didn't the avoda, says the Ramban. You don't count it as separately. What must the Rambam hold? No. Even though you count it avoda, you count this separately. That's what the Leib Sameach says here. Leif Sameach says, "Vani Omer Emes Shim Avat Shlo BeBegadim Avodas Psula." If you don't wear begadim, the avodas pasul. Avalo Bishvil Kachim Chelak Mimena. It's a din. What does the Torah say? Why do you wear begadim? What's the language of the Torah? Not laavod, but lechavod lusafaris. At least by the Big Day Kahun, by the Kohen Gadol for sure, lechavod lusafaris. But even by the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, mitzad zeh roi shel levishas begadim tivin mitzvah la'atzma ki kein heim mitzuvim lios mechubadim umefarim big dayhem v'naasim kohanim al yadam. Right, we'll get to that. Beginning of Zvachim, Yud Zayin, big zvanche big dayhem aleim kunasam aleim. Right. So what does that mean? The begadim make them in a sense kohanim, but that's two ways to understand what this question is. Is it, was he a Kohen or a Levi? or what is it a din in the kahuna, or is it a din in avoda? Fellow of Yada, he didn't know the answer to any of these questions. Asal Shalvei Medrasha, he came to the base Medrash, Amri, Hilchasa Mesanim Lashos, the halacha is that you can fast for certain hours, Vim Hishlam is Fal Tfilas Tainis, and if you amashlam it, you say Aneinu, Vihilchasa Kalkanim Shalvei Kachav, and Machayud Beis Chodesh Mutarim, something new we haven't had yet. We had yesterday that if you want to kasher it right now and not wait a year, then you could do the whole water, filling it up 3 days in a row and then spilling it out. But now, new idea, if you wait 12 months, it is mutter. This does not mean that every isser becomes mutter after 12 months. There's a famous shuv of the Chacham Tzvi where he talks about that possibility that all treif loses its status after 12 months. We generally do not rely on that Chacham Tzvi, but we use it as a sniff. If you have five reasons laheter, so then, you know, we're relying on if you have somebody yarshins a whole thing of china from a traditional relative, and you don't know if they really ate treif or not, or have you ever had a hot treif. So if it's after 12 months, you don't even know if they had treif or not, then you have six other reasons laheter, then poskim might allow it in certain cases. But that is the 12 months. So where it's not a real Isser Bliya. Remember, there was no heat here. That's why it is mutter. And he did not wear bitei kahuna. He just wore a white long robe. B'chaluk lavan. Or Rav Kahana Masni b'chaluk lavan sheim bo imra. It was a chaluk lavan without a hem. Didn't have a hem on it. Right, that was the like other bitei kahuna also didn't have hems because the Mishnah says in Shkalim v'nimsachin v'seichal tov b'nei elokim v'adam no bitei kahuna were allowed to have pockets or hems because we didn't want any chshad. We didn't want a kohen becoming rich and other people saying, oh, I know why he got rich. He took from the boxes of shekel. Or if he becomes poor, oh, I know why he got poor. He took from the Maksas HaShekel. Doesn't matter what would happen. People have the same, we have the same attitude. Right, we're always choshed. There's a concept, a mitzvah daraisa called Dan Lekav Zchus, B'tzedek Tishpata Misecha. But the Mishnah says we have to be realists and the Kohen can't do anything to put himself into the chshad situation. You can look in the Chassam Sofer here. He discusses the connection between all these three shilas. What are these few shalas doing here altogether? So maybe at the end, if we have time, we'll mention it. But he has that connection. Just by the way, I got an email yesterday about the Chassam Sofer we mentioned a couple of days ago about the difference between Jewish and non-Jewish bodies. The Gemara said that certain non-Jews, non-Jewish bodies that were bloated there, they were able to eat mayim gluyim and not have no danger. So the Chassam Sofer said, Sorech Iyun on how we could trust doctors today. Because all of their research and experimentation is on almost olam, how can we trust it? So maybe I didn't emphasize enough. We don't paskin like the Chassam Sofer, and we assume halacha lamaisa. You know, everything is we follow the doctors, and all the Rishonim were doctors, and they also didn't have their anatomy on many Jewish cadavers. So that was just to mention that Chassam Sofer, because he got his shita, his chiddush from the line in the Gemara. But the lav dafka that we would ever rely in normative practice on that Chassam Sofer. Okay, weiter. Last skinny line. The leftover dregs of the grapes of non-Jews. So that, if you remember, we had a machlokes tanoim in the Mishnah back on Daf Chav Tes. While they're still moist, it's aser. The Rabbanan said, but if they're dried up, they're a mutter. Hey ninu lachem, hey ninu yevashin. Amar v'yud, amar Shmuel, lachem kol yud beis chodesh. Within the first 12 months, they're still considered moist. They still have the status of grapes. Yevashin lachem yud beis chodesh. Itmar, amar rechana, Rabbi Yochanan. Kashem asur, nasur nafilu b'hanoa. Kashem mutar, mutar nafilu b'achila. Rabbi Yochanan says, when they're aser, they're totally aser. When they're mutter, they're totally mutter. Amar of Zvid, hai durdaya de chamra de armoi. Durdaya, we had 2 days ago. Durdaya are the dregs. The shmarim, Rashi says. The dregs of the Aramean wine. Basar tresi archishasa shari. After a year, it is mutter. The Bach takes out the whole next line, but we'll just read it. Amar of Chaviva, brei de rabba hani gulfei basar tresi archishasi shari. Same thing, these types of kalim. Amar of Chaviva, hani avta detaya. These types of jugs, leather jugs, that are used, again, for yayin stam yenam, basar tresi archishasa shari. Right, after 12 months, all of these things are mutter. Amar of Acha, Bereder of Ika, Haini Pertsini Darmoi. These Pertsini, what are Pertsini? Rashi says, Psoles Shalanavim. Again, the type of dregs, the Psoles of grapes, of Aramians, Basa Tresi Achishasa Shari. All these things are mutter. Amar Bacha Breda Rava, Haini Gulfi Shechimi V'Uchmi, these types of white or black, also types of Kalim Basa Tresi Achishasa, Shari. Okay, all these examples of items that are mutter after 12 months. Next, Veha Muryas. Next thing we had in the Mishnah. Back on Daf Chav Tes. The Muryas, remember that was the little mixture with the little fish. And the Machlokas Tanam, Rav Meir says they're Asur even Bahana'ah, and the Chachamim say they're not Asur Bahana'ah. What was the Chshash of Muryas and Seir? So we mentioned Muryas, the Chshash is that they mix a little wine in it, because wine was less expensive generally, so then we're worried that they mixed in the wine. Tanur Rabbanan, Muryas Uman Mutter. The Muryas of an Uman is Mutter, of an expert Muryas maker. Why? Because an expert knows that if you mix in a little wine, it's not going to taste the same. So he doesn't use any fake artificial ingredients. So if it's an uman, you could trust that there's no wine in it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Af Chilek Uman Mutter. Chilek is another type of dish, a little kosher fish dish that is called, the fish are called sultanis, Rashi says, and they're very little fish that their fins and scales don't show when they're very small. It's only when they get bigger. So also, you can't tell what fish is in there. So there too, if it's an uman, we don't assume that he put in any non-kosher fish, because he is an uman and he could taste the difference. Tani avimi bereid Rabbi Avoh muryas uman mutur hu tani lava hu amar leis. Rabbi Avimi had a limit though. Pam rishon v'sheni mutur. They mixed in, when you have this very heavily concentrated dish, they mixed in water once, twice. So each time they mixed in water, do you have to be worried that they sometimes did not mix in only water? So, Pam Risha Vesheni Mutter, the first two times, you could assume that they did not mix in anything else, because water does the job. Shlishi Aser, the third time, you have to be more worried. Why? My time up, Pam Risha Vesheni Dinafish Shumnayu, Lot Sarach Lameri Buhu Chamra. You don't need any wine there, it's so fatty that the fat content counters any odor that might come out. Mikan ve'elof, but after, the third time already, it's not as fatty, so therefore it starts to smell. So rum, right, the lower quality tuna smells more fishy. Right, so rum ubu chamra. So, they might put in a little wine, so the third time you have to be worried. Hahu arva demuraisa, to asulun amila da'ako. There was a boat! It was a shipment of Muryas that came to the Akko port, the Namal of Akko. Rashi says, Porta. They came to the Akko port. Osiv, Rabbi Abba de Benako, Neturi Bahadas, Rabbi Abba, who lived in Akko, he put guards to guard that nobody mixed in anything to this Muryas. Amalei Rabba Adha in Amanatra. What about until today? What, only today you're worried? What if they mixed in wine beforehand? What are you worried about before it came? Imi Shum Dem Arvi Be Chamra. If you're worried that they mix in a little wine, kiss to the Muryas Baluma, kiss to the Chamra Badalalume. No, where it came from, wine is much more expensive. So they wouldn't have put in the wine. Wouldn't have put in a kiss to a Muryas only cost a luma. A kiss to wine is Dalalume. So therefore, there's no chshash. So Amalei Rabbi Yemilei Rabbi Zeira Dilma Aidi de Tsur Asu. Maybe they passed by Tsur. The Shavi Chamra, right, where it's equal, so they might have put in the wine. Maybe they passed by. Amalei, no, Hasam Ikuli Pshurika. It's very hard to get to the port by Tsur. There's whirlpools, there's tidal waves, there's other items. They wouldn't have gone near Tsur. So therefore, there's no worry that they went near Tsur. Fine, period. Next, so now we're up to Gavina. Cheese. More about it tomorrow, but it starts today, tomorrow, and then tomorrow, Yom Kippur Daf. Yom Kippur Dav is the source. So I'm not going to shear on it, but online. But the Yom Kippur Dav, that's the source. Mishalakim Pasakim. There it is. Tomorrow's Mishnah. Avodah Zarah Lamed Hay. Gvinas Basil Onaik. I think we're doing it after Kol Nidre tonight. So we did last year. We'll do it again. We'll have the Chabura about the Dav after Kol Nidre. Amar, after Meirav. Amar, Reb Shimon Ben Lakish. Mipnei Ma Asru Gvinas Unaiki. Why did the Mishnah say that the cheese of Besu Nike is Aser Mibnesha Rov Agalam Shalosa Ir Nishchatan Lavaris Kochavim? Most calves of that city are shechted to Avodah Zarah. And if you remember, the way that they used to make milk into cheese was they put it into the keva, into one of the stomachs of the animal, because there's a certain type of chemical there, or the rennet is in there, and that helps it coagulate. So if you put that into a treifa animal, into an avodah zara animal, we said treif animal, maybe it's not chashuv. But an avodah zara animal, every little part of it is chashuv. So that's why most of the agalim in this city were shechas avodah zara. That's why it's a problem. So the Gemara says, my arya rov agalim, what do you need rov for? Who's talking in the Mishnah? Rabbi Meir's talking. Afilu miyunam, even a miyut. Rabbi Meir chayish lemiyuta. Rabbi Meir is chashuv lemiyut all over Shas. Right, he's chashuv lemiyut. If you have a katan or a ktana in Yiba Chalisa, you have to be worried about they're an islandist, they're a saris. So he's always chashuv lemiyut. So Gemara says, no, here you still need rov. E amrit rov. If you say rov agalim are shechted to avodas kochavim, so you can miyut. So there's a miyut that's not, but he's worried about the miyut. Ela e amrit miyut. But if you say there's only a miyut of these calves that are shechted to avodah zara, what's the population that you look at? There's always, whenever you have a rov and a miyut, you always have to say, what's the population that you look at? Kiva de'ika rov agalim de'enish chadim la'avodas kochavim. So you'd have one majority of cows that aren't shechted to avodah zara. Ve'ikanami shar behemus de'enish chadim la'avodas kochavim. You have all the rest of the animals in the city that aren't used for avodah zara. Havilei miyuta de miyuta. Miyuta de miyuta lochai shabri meir. Even Rabbi Meir is only choshish le miyut, but not miyuta de miyuta. So the Gemara assumes that's the population that you would use. Not calves, but all animals. You look at all animals, and therefore that would be too far even for Rabbi Meir. Period. Reb Shimon ben Elyakim, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Says Reb Shimon ben Elyakim to Reish Lakish, ki nishchatan lavaris kochavim mayhave. What do you mean? Even if in that town, the Beis Unaiki, they were shechted to avodah zara, what would be the problem? The assumption, Tosfos points this out, and you have to say it to understand the next line. The assumption is that when they shechted to avodah zara, they didn't shecht to avodah zara in the city. They shechted with kavana to be zorek the dam to avodah zara, because zrika was always the key avoda. So that's what Tosfos says in Dibur Maaskil V'chi. It must the assumption of the Gemara is that the shechita that took place in these cities were always shochet amenas lizrok dam al avodah zara. So, if that's the case, the Rash Ben Elyakim says to Reish Lakish, you say that's mutter. Vanaru the Shari to Itmar Sugin Zvachim Dafyud Hashochet Es Abayim Elizrak Tavla Avodas Kochavim. We know there's a principle called pigel. Pigel means if I shecht a carbon amanas that I'm going to eat or sprinkle or be makter, do something chutz l'zmano. That's pigel. Shchita amanas that I'm going to do something later chutz mano. So that's an issa daraisa. That's if you eat it, it's kares. That's pigel. But does that concept apply outside of pigel? Does that concept apply to avodah zara? That's a machlokas amoraim. Hazo hashochet is the behemah lizrok dam lavaris kochavim. If I shecht an animal to be zorek the dam to avodah zara, lahakter chav avaris kochavim. What to be makdir its chaylev to avaris kochavim. So does that answer this? Was the shechita fine? The shechita is, I'm going to have to do this rika later. Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura. Rabbi Yochanan says Asur. Kasar, because he holds Mechashvin Me'avoda Le'avoda. You do say that you're allowed to take the machshava of one avoda to another avoda. It is significant. And V'yafina Chutz Mipnim. And you learn Chutz from Pnim. Just like Pnim, Pigol. Pnim means inside the base of Migdash. Just like you have a concept like that by Pigol. So too, you have a concept like that outside the base of Migdash by Avodah Zara. V'yafina Chutz Mipnim. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar Muteres. Reish Lakish says it's Mutter. So answer the Rash Ben Elyakim. So who cares, Reish Lakish? Who cares if there's a rove? Right, it's they're being shochet it, amanasu dizrika. So the Gemara answers, no, it must be, what's a simple answer? Maybe in this city they didn't do that. Maybe in this city they did it by the shechita atzma. Amalei, tarminach shaitach. You should have good mazel. Tarminach shaitach, Rashi says, that yarum mazlach. Ba'omer, I mean a good kasha, let me explain. Ba'omer, bigmar zvicha hu ovda. Where he says, I'm serving it, bigmar zvicha. Meaning during the shechita, at the end of the shechita. So therefore, you don't have to get onto the issue of machashu me'avod le'avoda. We're talking about mamash, a problem in the shechita. Just to end off, again, there's a lot of lumdis about mechashu me'avod le'avoda. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's usur. Why is it usur? So it seems to be 2 days in the Yerushalmi. Is it a problematic shechita? By the fact that I think about Zrika in a problematic way, does that make it a Shechita Psula? Or no, the Shechita itself is Kshera. But a Shechita Kshera with a Machshava to a Zrika Psula is already Posel. But inherently it's still a Shechita Psula. I'm sorry, inherently it's still a Shechita Kshera. That's easy. 2 deos in the Yerushalmi, Imsachim, Perek, Hey, Halacha, Beis. Shalmi is 2 deos in Rabbi Yochanan. There might be nafkaminas. Might be nafkaminas. How much I have to think in terms of the machshava. But anyway, that is the issue. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, the next gemara is talks a little bit more about cheese. Again, how kosher organizations give hechsherim to cheese. Got to look at different types of cheese. That's the next sugya. And then, by the Hashem, the gemara starts with pas and bishul and all the other wonderful chalav. That's Tamara's Mishnah. Again, we get into it on the coming days as well, but the source, the Mishnah, is Tamar. Everybody should have a Gemar Chasi Matova, and, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue, Bein Asor La'asif, as it says on Sunday.